they say that when your gut isn't healthy, it causes more than just stomach pain, gas, bloating, diarrhea, those kinds of things. Because they've been linked, unhealthy gut is linked to 60 to 80% of our immune system, which is located in our gut, and it affects our entire body and our future health and welfare in terms of illnesses. Up to 80% of our illnesses emanate from a bad gut.
Mm.
So a lot of times when you go to see the doctor, if the doctor doesn't, it's kind of, they don't really know what's going on with you, they'll try to get your gut health better before they can even start treating you. Mm. So they might prescribe a probiotic, they might prescribe, you know, certain kind of foods, because there are foods that you can take that will help heal your gut and get your gut back in balance.
Mm.
So a bad gut is linked to hormonal imbalances, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, anxiety, depression, eczema, rosacea, and other chronic diseases. So if you have if you have food allergies, for instance, insensitivities, or if you're anxious, or if you can get depressed, if you have mood swings, if you have eczema, skin problems, diabetes, those could all be related to an unhealthy gut, including poor memory, concentration, ADD, and ADHD.
Mm.
And wow. Until I started really kind of digging into this, I really didn't realize how important our gut was and how... Your stomach and your brain kind of talk to each other.
Wow.
Because your stomach or your gut is constantly telling your brain what to release in terms of hormones and things like that.
Wow.
So last year, 2017, was my year to get happy. Because what they're saying is that you can't have a successful business until you're happy first.
Oh, wow.
You have a successful business first and then you get happy. It's actually the reverse. And so there's a big, huge happiness movement out there. And one of these days, we should have a talk on this wellness channel about happiness, because it is a huge thing and it's a big trend, and people are really jumping on that bandwagon about get your life under control, get happy first, and then your business will succeed. Mm-hmm. I digress. So your gut health actually can affect your happiness.
Wow.
Which makes sense, because if you don't have your gut health in check, then you're dealing with these issues and you can't be happy. And I'm going to just read you a little bit of stuff that this doctor, her name is Lee Wingus, and she does a women's health blog that I will share later on in the show so people can connect on their own. But she's saying that our aim for our healthy gut is to aim for diversity in your gut. So a lot of different kinds of foods, fiber-rich foods. So she's saying just eat one sweet potato a day, add a carrot, celery, and mango, and you're pretty good to go. Because that's going to introduce enough of those healthy nutrients into your system that would help get your gut more healthy. Because what happens with, and we're talking about happiness right now, the exercise and the gut health are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to talk about leaky gut, but what happens with leaky gut is that it allows toxins to enter into your circulatory system, and then eventually those toxins end up in your brain.
Ah.
How they're so connected, why your gut health is so important for your brain health.
Wow. Who would have thought that, you know, like, and, you know, because now you can understand why they tell you to back off certain foods, and because certain foods are triggering things that we had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all heard about leaky gut.
Tell us more, because, you know, we're going to assume that we have not, so let's right. learn.
Right. Okay. So, people have been throwing this term around leaky gut for years and years and years. And I really never really understood what it is, and I still don't. I'm still quite a student. But basically what happens is when people that are sensitive to certain foods, their gut becomes leaky because the gut cells release this protein that break apart the tight junctions within your gut. So it allows toxins to be released into your bloodstream.
Wow.
And that's what they mean by leaky gut, when those tight junctions get broken apart by eating foods that are not good for whatever it is that you're sensitive to. So it releases toxins and microbes and undigested food particles, and they escape from your intestines and they get into your bloodstream. And so then your immune system says, oh my God, what are these foreign invaders doing? So then they attack them like they're pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
So your body is attacking the food that you're putting into your system. And so everything gets kind of all stressed out inside.
Wow.
And one of the main culprits of food allergies and things like that is gluten. So they're saying gluten and sugar and excess alcohol are probably the three things that we really need to, if you're worried about your gut health, eliminate those three things first and then just see how your gut can maybe settle down. So they call it an elimination diet.
I can tell you when I backed off the grains, I felt a lot better. And I'm saying feeling better, meaning lighter, not so, here we go. It was because in just 7 days, you know, because they talked about it in Grain Brain. Just backing off the grains and the gluten. I don't know if I have a gluten sensitivity, but I do know that backing away from the gluten has helped a lot.
Well, I know that backing away from the grain has given me more clarity, Francie. I mean, I can actually, I feel like I can focus better.
Yeah.
If you will. And that my retention has gone up. And you know, when it's noticeable, then you realize that you've been operating at a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
But because I hadn't withdrawn for any serious length of time, but now it's noticeable to me. And I can't wait till the end of the month to see how much better I feel. But go ahead. Is there something else you wanted to add, friend?
No, go ahead, because this is really good. Joints are not hurting because I backed off sugar and grains and gluten, and there's no more pain. I can tell if I have sugar, too much of it or something, there's like tension and pain and hurt, and I'm like, oh. And there are a lot of...
Wheat pain with sugar.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people live in a chaotic state because they don't know what it feels like not to be in pain. So you don't really know what it's like to have your joints not hurt.
And see, I had never experienced it. So it was important to me to find out what was causing it before I started medication, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. So, you know, we're looking at the treating ourselves in a healthy way rather than through prescriptions and taking drugs. Because what they're also saying is that the most common infection causing, it says that the most common infectious causes are candida overgrowth. And I don't know exactly what that is, but if people are interested, I'll look that up and I'll cover that in the comment section later on. Intestinal parasites, small intestine bacteria overgrowth. And these toxins come in the form of medications like Motrin, Advil, steroids, antibiotics, acid-reducing drugs, you know, like Tums and Rolaids and things like that. And environmental toxins like mercury, pesticides, BPA from plastics. So those are all contributors to the stress of our body and causes of leaky gut.
Wow. It's gonna be important to just go back to really basic stuff. Like, if it's in a package, you probably don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So they had four things to just address. Actually, a lot of stuff around leaky gut was exactly what I had initially talked about, which were all the different reasons or all the different signs that you might have an unhealthy gut. So I guess they're kind of one and the same. But they're saying also that the first thing to do is to remove, like you guys have done, the gluten and the sugar, or at least reduce it substantially out of your diet. Because you don't want to take on too much. Take a little bit at a time. So you might want to just eliminate gluten first and do that for a couple of weeks. And then maybe add sugar and eliminate sugar. But anyway, and then they said to replace the bad stuff with the good stuff. So digestive enzymes. And so that would be like taking a probiotic or concentrating on getting foods that would contribute to your gut health, and restoring the beneficial bacteria in your health, in your gut. And then there are lots of foods that are nutrient dense that can help the gut repair itself. And we'll go over that in a little bit later. And the last thing I wanted to say about kind of the bad thing about having an unhealthy gut is that it does affect your ability to lose weight. So it is a contributor factor to chronically being overweight or your inability to lose weight. So that's called chronic weight loss resistance caused by bacterial imbalances. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so all of the, and for a while that, you know, a lot of people are like stuck. It's like I do all these things and it doesn't work and it doesn't work, when it's maybe just the imbalance in the bacteria in the gut.
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
So people that are on diets and things need to kind of think about that.
Yes.
Help their gut, you know, process the nutrients they are getting, because they're drastically cutting back on their food and their nutrients. So make sure that they're nutrient dense foods that they're eating, so they get the best world out of their nutrition.
So it should be quality foods.
Yeah.
And even though you're doing less quantity of it, it still needs to be higher quality, not less quantity and just any old thing you're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because some of the things that are processed, I'm going to go down the road of the prepackaged ones that they deliver to you, and they might look good and all of that, but it's processed. Yeah, but it's processed with a lot of stuff, like the shakes that they tell you take one shake a day or something. What's a bunch of sugar?
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure there are things out there that are really pretty good for you. I don't know what they are. I mean, I wouldn't say on your channel, but just be really vigilant about the labels and reading what the ingredients are and making sure that they are going to be good for you in the end. Because some people, when they're dieting, they're just counting calories.
Yes.
And there's lots of empty calories out there.
So counting calories is not enough.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the quality of the calories that matter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, that's a quote.
No.
That is a quote that we need to put out on Twitter. The quality of the calorie matters. Okay.
And then the last thing, I said that last time, but there's one more thing I want to say about unhealthy gut, is that it actually matters in terms of your mental health. And we said that a little bit in the past. This lady, this doctor, she's another doctor that contributes to this blog. Her name is Gretchen Litaker, and she says that our gut health matters a lot when it comes to our mental health. And so if we're sad or we're depressed or we have you know, anxiety or whatever, it may be related to what we're eating. And, you know, because there's dopamine that is introduced into your body, that's a really good hormone that your body craves when it's eating. And so if we can't get that dopamine into our system and it doesn't tell our brain that, you know, it's all crazily related to what we eat and how we feel and how our body is responding to all the health stressors that we are introduced against.
So let me ask you this. I don't know if you know the answer, Robin, but I want to ask you, what foods release dopamine? It's just things that we enjoy? So we connect pleasure with that, so therefore that sets off the hormone for dopamine?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So then let me ask you this. So if we reframe how we look at certain foods and perceive them with joy, would that set off that hormone?
Mm-hmm. Terry brought up a really good point just then. A friend of mine a while back told me, he said, when you eat something, don't go like this. Like, especially for vegetables or something, a lot of people go like, ew, because it sends a signal to your body that this is not supposed to be here, when in fact it is supposed to be there. So cut it and bite it, enjoy it, and learn to acquire a taste for good food, for food that's good for you.
Quality calories.
Yes, you have to acquire a taste, because our taste buds have been hijacked by sugar, salt, and other things.
You know what my sister-in-law says? She doesn't even know if we know what food tastes like anymore, because it's buried under sauces and spices and, you know, different things. When it comes to the table, if it doesn't have something on it, we throw ketchup on it or something. And so she doesn't even know if we really know what real food tastes like anymore.
Go ahead.
There's experts out there that's kind of what they do. They teach people how to be more mindful about what they eat. And we should one of these days invite a coach onto the show, and they can teach us how to eat more mindfully and to change, to make that mind shift.
Yep.
Away from, God, I really want potato chips because it sounds so yummy, to something else. I would really love to learn how to do that.
So yeah, let's make that happen. And because Thursday, we have it all day Thursday. I mean, you know, for Thursdays, this is our platform for doing that. Because in order to have better, we're going to have to do different. And that means look at everything different. We're talking about success because, you know, we want to help you build a profitable business that's fun to run and to help you take the hassle out of your hustle. Well, this is one way to take the hassle out. You need to feel better when you're doing business. You need to be happy while you're doing business.
I was gonna say, Robin started out with the whole premise that, you know, if you're not happy, you're not healthy, and if you're not healthy, you're not doing business. We say that all the time, right? Which is
correct.
Why a segment for him. For health and wellness.
So we need to get you happy, and a lot of people don't want us like, oh, that's just health. Yes, we need to talk about this.
But health is wealth.
It really is. Or else you're going to be giving it to somebody else. So we can have, I like the idea of bringing people on that's going to help us think better about our health and make different choices. Not because the food tastes good.
There's happiness coaches out there too. Yeah, I mean, they can have a happy, and that would be really super fun too.
Yep.
Because it's a happiness coach, but really, there's something to that. Okay, we only have a few more minutes, so I wanted to give you foods to support digestive health.
Okay, let's go.
So all this bad stuff. Now, what are we going to do about it? Right.
Correct.
So they're saying whole grains are really important for for supporting your microbiome, which is the environment in your gut. But we're talking whole grain foods, okay? So like oatmeal and things like that that we know are super healthy for us. And you add fruit to that. So whole grain foods are really important. But this was the fun one that I hadn't known about. Chia seeds. So everybody, you know, has always told me, put chia seeds in your shake and blah, blah, blah. I never knew why. They're just these little tiny, teeny, weeny little black seeds. They don't taste like much or anything. But it turns out that chia seeds are really super high in fiber. And what happens to them is they get kind of gooey and kind of jelly-like. And that consistency helps your gut stay lubricated and healthy and all that. So it goes beyond just being a roughage issue. And so chia seeds are really super easy to take and easy to add to anything, really, your salad or your smoothie or sprinkle it on your eggs or whatever, because they have hardly any taste. And we talked last week about turmeric being so important to your nervous system health. Turmeric is also another thing that they're suggesting that we add into our system routinely. And I think, Carolyn, you talked about adding turmeric to all your cooking and things like that. As you
see. Yes. Because I was about to ask, what does it taste like? But I'll ask that after you go, because I know you got to go.
Turmeric is a lovely, bright, yellow seasoning, and it's delicious. They have it in a lot of foods, and you could just sprinkle it on, taste it, and decide if you like it or not. But next time, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, and garlic is a super food that they say is super important for your gut health, as well as ginger. Now, a lot of the Asian communities use ginger to settle your stomach. Like if you're going on an airplane ride. You slice up ginger, fresh ginger, really, really thinly, and put it in a little plastic baggie with just a little bit of salt and a kind of grapefruit juice, and you just eat the little ginger slices when you're on the airplane because it helps settle your stomach down. It's a really good herb to just kind of get the taste for if you can. But it aids digestion, and it's helpful with nausea and vomiting and all that kind of stuff. But you know, if you take ginger regularly, it's a very good thing.
Wow, that's nice to know.
I didn't know that about ginger.
So, because I...
And the last thing that they're talking...
Go ahead, I'm listening.
We didn't want to interrupt you. Okay.
The last thing they talked about is I have a bunch of vegetables in there. So like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. These are called cruciferous vegetables. I'm probably mispronouncing that. But they also have a real direct link to your microbiome and your overall health and your digestive and immune and brain health. So adding those kinds of vegetables into your diet is really important. And that's it. That's all they actually have talked about in terms of how you can add and support your digestive health. I also wanted to say one last thing about the yogurt. So a lot of people eat yogurt every day thinking that that's their probiotic, basically. And there probably are yogurts that are better than others, but if you're going to do that, just be careful about the yogurt that you choose, that they actually have live cultures in it, because oftentimes, even though they say it's live, the amount of live culture is very small, and it's sugar, and it's filled with other things. So just be really careful if you're using only yogurt to increase your probiotic, introduction probiotic into your system.
All right. Well, Robin, thank you so much. I know you've got to run to catch a plane, so we will be back next week. Robin will be back next week with some more for Optimal Health, and I got to figure out a name for the show. Because this is really good, just the health and wellness segment of what we're doing is going to be profound. I'm already looking forward to hearing more and doing better. And you can do better today or do better tomorrow, but just do better. And hey, Luana. And Luana says, hi, Robin.
Hi.
So doing better with our help. I'm going to use the I like the ginger.
And you know something, I like ginger candy, you know, like the coated stuff, but then it's usually coated in sugar.
Correct.
So now the fact that I can put it, salt it down, it makes it a little more palatable to me in terms of using it regularly. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that as opposed to being processed.
Yeah, and I like mine in tea. You know, grind it in some tea with a little lemon, and I'm good to go. So, Robin, thank you so much. Have a safe trip to your destination. And we will see you next week.
Okay. Thank you guys for having me. It was just so much fun.
We're waiting. We're looking forward to next week. Thank you so much.
Happiness.
Yes. Have a happy day.
Have a happy day. I love it. Yeah, that is wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.